Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, check out to 508. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, we're checking on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New numbers suggest 10% of Facebook's annual revenue comes from running ads for scams and fraudulent businesses.
Yeah, I read that today.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 10%.
10%.
Which it was like 160 million or something like that. Was
billion.
The 10 billion.
Yeah.
So 1.6 billion comes from the fraud stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they knowingly put it up there. Just do your due diligence, man. And the companies are not going to stop doing it because they make money. So it's kind of, it's up to you, essentially.
Well, and I think the reason why they know that is just because that, you know, eventually somebody's going to report it. There's so many of them that they're getting that they, it goes on a reporting basis. It's not like they're going to be doing their due diligence on everybody that they put on there. It's just, do you want to buy this space? Here you go.
Yep.
So
then they're done.
Yeah. As long as when it gets reported, getting the hell out of there.
Listen, but they'll punt the one company. Trust me, they'll still make 15% next year.
Yeah. You bet. The Maldives has officially banned anyone born on or after January 1st, 2007 from smoking.
I read that.
Yeah, I read that too.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
It's its own growing trend because I feel like Hawaii at least talked about it. I don't know if they implemented it, that they were going to raise basically the taxes on tobacco products.
I mean, Washington State did. It's...
Well, they were going to raise it to, like, stupid levels, like a 75% tax or something like that, 100% tax.
Because Canada does it. Washington certainly does it. Some states do. Some states don't. Just depends on the state.
Right.
You basically, know, Florida, they hand them to you because you landed. Hey, kid, have a cigarette. Right.
Enjoy that.
The only thing that frustrates me is, like, at some point, you got to have smoking areas for people.
They call it outside now, Ted. That is basically what they've done.
But some places don't even have that.
Oh, really?
Like, you go to Disney World, you know what I mean? People
are
in there all day.
Nowhere.
You're outside. Like, I don't know. I struggle. Like, granted, you shouldn't smoke. It's not good for you.
No, it's not.
Shouldn't drink either.
I mean, look, I'm a smoker, so some things are annoying. But in the end, a private business can make a decision about how they want to operate.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I think, too. And I think it's
Disney, it sucks because it's so big.
But I also think, like, you own a bar, you're serving a poison. Like,
a neurotoxin, but
like,
yeah,
if
don't
somebody's
smoke.
Sitting on my deck, and I know, because, like, you know, plenty of places have a deck, and they're like, you just can't smoke on them because it's the state law, but it's like, who cares? Outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I was in an airport not terribly long ago, and that was my big point, is that I feel like they need to be in airports just because, look, I don't think anybody should be smoking, but people are nick-fitting out there, and there was one, I don't remember which one it was I was in, it was probably Jacksonville, that had an outdoor seating area. Come on out here and just enjoy the views for a while.
Sure.
Don't smoke out there.
Right.
It's literally the only open air space that we've got out here. Why?
Yeah, I mean, again, it can be frustrating. You survive it, but it's like, man, come on.
Yeah.
Just like, come on. Like, so either give it a smoking section or let people just smoke outside. It's no big deal. It's outdoors. Years ago, I was out in front of here smoking, and this lady is being passive aggressive, Seattle best. God, can we go anywhere where people don't smoke? I said, you can go the F inside. Well, suddenly she had nothing else to say. and I was correct. And the thing, she was walking into the building. I'm like, walk in the building.
Right.
No one's smoking in there, you dumb whore. You Jesus Christ, what are you, stupid?
And like sometimes with people vaping outside, it's like, I don't mind it. Smells delicious. I don't
Vapes
know what flavor
do
that.
Smell pretty good. I would say that.
Nearly 2/3 of young Americans have considered moving abroad.
All right.
Off of their bed.
Is that a new stat?
I feel like people
in their 20s are always talking about moving overseas.
Yes. Yes.
And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be a reflection on how the country is going. Sometimes
it's normal. It's people want to adventure.
It's seeing the world.
Right. Yes.
Have you seen the world? No. Ooh, I have this idea. Maybe I move abroad.
Right.
That's all.
I want to see what this culture is like.
Right now, we got one planet.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, one planet, try to see what you can.
Exactly.
And the other thing is, you know, once you leave the States, because other countries are so geographically smaller than here, and the languages change every 300 miles, like, it's just a much different mind F, you know?
Yeah.
Like, between here and Portland, you might encounter two entirely different countries. We're here, we're like, still in the States, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I give y'all a 2% chance of getting this one
cool.
Right. It is an adjective and a C word, careful, that is a word that describes something intended to reduce hostility or to gain favor or goodwill. A word that describes something intended to reduce hostility or to gain favor or goodwill. It's a C word and an adjective. Any guesses whatsoever?
Cuddling
curry.
Oh, to curry favor. I like that. Not bad at all. Anything, Ted? You're right. It's conciliatory.
Oh, wow.
All right. I have heard of that.
The word, but I don't know that I've ever used it in my life.
No. And it's one of those where if you hear it, you would basically just kind of describe it in that way, but like...
Because there's a conciliatory tone. I feel like you'll hear that on the news, but no one I know actually says it.
One of those words that has an ultra-specific spot in the English language.
Yes, yes. And you don't need it.
Correct. Correct. T-Mobile is opening up access to its satellite 911 services for free to all users, including those with compatible AT&T and Verizon phones.
So, did you have to pay before, I guess? You have no idea?
Maybe you had to be an AT&T subscriber in order to be on
there. Right. Okay.
There you go. T-Mobile subscriber to be on there. Basically, and I don't disagree with that notion.
I think that's a good thing.
If a 911 signal needs to get out.
We're sorry, man. Can you Venmo us $10?
This is a Verizon tower. We can't. Sorry.
This is awkward.
I know you're about to die, but we can't.
How big's your emergency? You willing to pay for it?
What's it mean to you?
Yeah. Nah, it's only a second cousin.
Apparently, college football players train 44% harder than they actually play.
Yeah.
I think training is generally harder than playing.
Well, it's 5 to 6 to 7 days a week compared to one game.
I mean, I'd say the band practice.
Yeah.
Practice the same song 12 times with the same guys 3 times a night. And then when you play it once.
Screw the same song, dude. The same part of the same song.
Right. How many times do we go through
In theory, when you get to Saturday, that should be the fun, enjoyable day of the week.
Yeah, the thing
you've trained so hard, you've practiced so hard, you've done all those drills, that this is... In theory, the easy, fun part.
Right.
And it is the fun part, right?
And you steamroll.
I mean, that's why you wanted to do it. It wasn't like, man, I don't care if I play on Saturday, coach. I just want to be in practice. No one has ever said that.
Right.
Ever.
Well, I mean, look at MMA fighters, right? A lot of them will tell you, like, fight night, not the problem.
Right.
It's those 3 months at camp where it's like, I'm dying out here.
Right. Great job of winning the game, boys. Hey, good news. Practice on Monday.
Well, think about it when they show, like, just different athletes, you know, they're even in their off-season training. Like, he's on a beach running up a hill with a parachute on his back. That is not fun.
No.
They are not there because this is bringing them enjoyment. It's just that when they get to the field or the court or whatever they do, you see the payoff, right?
Well, look at NFL, right? Traditionally, you play on Sunday, you get Tuesday off. Now, Monday's not the hardest day, but you still got to come in and do some stuff. Look at those locker rooms erupt when the coach goes, I'll see you on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Miles, a man pulled a knife on another man inside of a Publix market.
Why did he do that?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man at the Purdue University campus in
Purdue. Boilermakers. It's in Indiana.
West.
God, I don't know.
West Lafayette,
West
Indiana.
Lafayette?
Yes. Well, yesterday afternoon, police responded to a call of an at the Active Learning Center about a, quote, suspicious man. Now, no one was sure if he was a student or if he was just some random dude, but a heavy police presence, as well as the local news, all responded. The thing that made the man suspicious, he was covered from head to toe in peanut butter. They got a few pictures of him from people's cell phones. He was not accosting anyone. He did not interact with anyone. He simply walked across the campus again, covered head to toe, peanut butter. Now, no one knows why no one, including the police, could find him after the fact. He's still at large. I guess that's what you call it. Now, police are working with the campus police to, quote, get more information. But cleaning crews, they were called to sanitize any surfaces coated in peanut butter out of concern for those with peanut butter allergies. But I want to be clear. It's not like he was trying to vandalize anything. Just if he used a railing or if he stepped on the stairs there. And I saw the picture and sure enough, dude's covered head to toe in peanut butter.
Jesus.
Nobody knows why. They don't know who he is. And everyone was a little freaked out.
It is wild.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what are you doing?
I mean, it looks like he might be wearing shorts, though.
He is. He's not naked.
Right, so he's not naked.
But he's still covered head to toe in peanut butter. And it freaked everyone out. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
I like this guy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.